wants to set us free.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think a lot of what you're talking about is the idea of getting outside yourself, and there's something supernatural that happens because Jesus does tell us to go into all the world. And so now, doesn't mean everybody's going to go on a mission trip, but I think what you're opening our eyes to is that this is a great way that Jesus knew that by going, something supernatural has happened to you.
Absolutely.
And you get into a greater depth of enjoying your relationship with Christ. You know, Jesus wants to have this intimate relationship with all of us. And yet I think a lot of us, in my own experience as a man and other working with other people, is to really get free, you have to be willing to go to some pretty nasty places. I'm talking about in your own life. And sometimes it's a complex relationship you may have had growing up with an abusive father, abusive mother, whatever the case. And to really get free, you have to go to those dark places. And I'm thinking as you're describing your trips on the missions, you're going to some pretty dark places. You know, you're going to some places where God wants you to go because he knows it'll be good for you. It'll help set you free into a greater experience of what life is really all about.
Yeah. And people in other places are much more willing to talk about religion. There's like a stigma in the United States about talking about religion. You know, in almost everywhere I've been, you know, there's not that stigma. People are very open to talking about, you know, what they believe in their faith and hearing the gospel and not being offended and just really, you know, either hearing it, embracing it, or hearing it and saying, no, I don't want to do that. You know, so it depends, you know, but as you were saying something about our comfort zones and meeting others' needs and, you know, whatever, I just think of Jesus using the word compassion, and he felt compassion for the people, you know, and over and over and over again in the Gospels, you hear, you read, and it says, and Jesus had compassion for this or that or their health situation or their financial situation, you know, and I think we are to be more compassionate, you know, in the way we live our lives, whether it's how we interact with people, you know, and think, not be so quick to judge people because we don't know what's going on in their life, you know, what they're just walked out of and they just confront you and they're ugly. You know, you don't know why, what the backstory is.
Well, and compassion is always an action. Generally, Jesus, who had compassion on people, generally followed that with some action. And so if we're not taking enough action in our lives to live out our Christian life, we're missing it. I mean, you know, the idea is he didn't come to be served, he came to serve. So here we have this opportunity to consider and prayerfully consider taking maybe an adventure of a lifetime. And yeah, there's probably some risk involved, right? But
yeah, I've experienced all kinds of crazy bathroom situations, everything from a hole in the floor, you know, in the ground, to ones where you sort of stand on the side. And, you know, I wish I would have taken a picture of every different kind of toilet that I've seen because my son works as a plumber, and he's often intrigued. Sometimes I'll take a picture, but the places I've been, you know, not just traveling, but and on mission trips, it's quite interesting.
Yeah, and if you're not getting any younger, it sounds to me like it's also a good thing to do, like a vacation on purpose, the idea of that. Also, if you're still in reasonably good health, you still have an opportunity to go, because if you start going through physical issues, granted, you might not be the best candidate for a missions trip. So maybe when you're a little on the younger side, it's a great time to consider going, because as we get older, I mean, let's be honest, we're not getting any younger. And so it's probably better to consider going when you still have some good life left in you, you know?
My roommate this last year in Uganda, his name was Charles. He was from North Carolina. He's 78 years old, and he was a bundle of energy. I mean, this guy's my new hero. I'm like, this guy served with the Peace Corps, and I mean, just hearing him talk about all the places he's traveled and stuff, I'm like, Charles, you're my hero. But real quick story, we had a layover in Dubai when we were flying to Uganda, and we got in at like midnight, and we got to this, and the flight wasn't until next morning, so the airline put us up in this hotel, and that was part of the accommodation. And in the lobby of the hotel, it said Tour of Dubai. It was like 2 in the morning or something. And I looked at that, and I'm like, that's ridiculous. Who would want to go on a tour, you know, in the middle of the night? Well, I come to find out that Charles was going on the tour. You know, he's 78 years old. And I started thinking, when else am I going to be in Dubai? You know, because we're leaving at like 8 in the morning. I think, sleep. I can catch up on sleep. So I signed up for it. And then my roommate that was staying with me that particular night in the hotel was a 40-something-year-old nurse. And we got to be good friends. But I'm like, man, it's only 4:30 back home. Come on, you could do this. And he's like, all right. So, but again, 78-year-old guy, 41-year-old guy, you know, both of them were reluctant to get out of the comfort zone and go experience something new, you know, and I don't regret that, you know.
Yeah, age is not necessarily a disqualifying factor if you're still getting around.
Yeah, well, if you're taking care of yourself.
You can probably do various things on a missions trip that aren't necessarily as physically demanding.
Right, of course. Yeah, not everything is physically demanding. But that's another reason why we should be good stewards of our body. God's given us these bodies to take care of, you know, and most of us are neglecting our body. We just dump in whatever is most appealing to our taste buds. Like our taste bud is the most important organ in our body. It's not, you know, eat foods that love you back, not just foods that you love, you know, and the dividend that'll return is health and the ability to be able to use.
Why don't you describe, like, in a short story here, what you've been on as your own journey of, and I think as you just said that to me, I realized God says, you know, have no other idols before me. And I think we have many idols.
Amen.
I think many idols for many of us is a cup of coffee every day, maybe a Danish every day, something sweet every day. And these do become little mini idols. So you've been through a little bit of a journey on your own in terms of better managing your health, right?
Yeah. I've been introduced to this thing called the Daniel Plan. It's not the Daniel Fast. It's called the Daniel Plan. You can find it online. And basically it involves eating things that God created. You know, if it's created in a factory, you want to avoid it. If it's created on a farm, you want to eat it. See, our time's running out. But basically avoiding artificial sweeteners, sugars, you know, I went with a couple days without sugar or any sweetener and about went into withdrawal, I know. And but after about the third day without any kind of sweeteners, I was like set free. It was like a liberation day kind of thing. And I've lost some weight, feel better than I felt in 15 years. And so check out the Daniel Plan.
But I think we can run over a little bit,
as I
understand. Right. We can run a little bit over. So why don't we again, wrap it up with a little bit of an appeal and then a prayer for people who have been listening to this story about a missionary who lives right here in Vero Beach, who's been stepping outside his comfort zones for a number of years with his wife and even his children who've been going on missions trips. Make an appeal. Maybe give out a couple of phone numbers, and then why don't you, we'll basically end in prayer, asking God to move on the people that are being affected by this today.
Okay, let me give the website for Imani Mullaly. It's kind of a weird word; our pastor can't even pronounce it. It's they have a website, ends in .com, but it's IMANI. No space, you know, continue in M-I-L-E, L, it's like mile and then L-E. So ImaniMileLE.com. And you can find out more information about that organization, which is, you know, I actually sponsored a child while we were there, because when I got there, the people were so grateful and they were like singing, thank you. And I'm like, I have not done anything for you guys. What, you know, I was overwhelmed at one point, one of the days. And I'm like, all right, I need to do something. So we sponsored a child. I got to meet him, got to hang out with him, met his mom. you know, and now I write letters back and forth. And it's kind of a personal thing because he hung out with me in the pharmacy for a couple hours in one day. And it was pretty special. But Imani Mullaly, so check them out and just ask God, is this really for me? You know, or am I making excuses? Am I trying to, you know, wiggle my way out of what you're trying to do? When you say go in all the world, am I exempt from that, God, because of whatever reason? And for some of you, that's legitimate. And for some of you, it's just you need to overcome whatever obstacle is holding you back, whether it's priorities, whether it's fear of food or whatever, whether you're not trusting God to provide the funds to go on this trip. So that's my challenge. Get out of your comfort zone.
Amen. That's pretty much the prayer of our lives in our walk with Jesus, is to get outside our comfort zones and know that God will be there on the other end of your fear to give you faith to believe that he wants to do great things in your life. So, Bob, thank you so much for coming in and sharing a little bit of your life in the mission field and making it a little more, I think, attractive to consider going on a short-term mission. You don't have to be a missionary in a bamboo canoe going down the Amazon. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about some practical things we can all do in other parts of the world to share our faith, share our love, and see what God will do.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Bob. Right. Thanks for coming.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Take care.
Bye.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.
Are you self-employed and looking to purchase a home? If you have been in the same business for the last 2 years with at least 50% ownership, we can help you get into your new home. Reach us at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com or 772-510-6801. We're here to help.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.